Ms. Hutchinson, I also want to thank you about bringing up the poverty draft and this idea of a bootstrap. You know, this idea and this metaphor of a bootstrap started off as a joke because it's a physical impossibility to lift yourself up by a bootstrap, by your shoelaces. It's physically impossible. The whole thing is a joke.
AOC.
Hey, man.
Hey, get off me.
AOC is the direct opposite of Socrates.
AOC, you said it yourself.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor. It's not a joke. A metaphor means a figure of speech.
Yeah. It's not a joke. A joke is like me saying Epstein didn't kill himself. Everybody knows he didn't kill himself. It's sarcasm.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton had that man killed. Allegedly.
Yeah. And it's funny because liberals actually think he killed himself. That's why it's a joke. But okay, let me break it down for you, see?
Yeah.
It's a figure of speech. It's an idiom.
Yeah.
Right? Pull yourself up by your bootstraps does not literally mean... It doesn't mean that. It's impossible. Right? All what that figure of speech means is to improve one's life or circumstances through his or her own efforts.
I love that idiom, man. That's the conservative way.
It's the American dream way. All them immigrants that came to this country with just a shirt on their back,
yeah,
not a penny in their pocket, and they worked hard for that American dream.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'll give you an example. Me.
Yeah.
Pulling myself up by my bootstraps.
Oh, man, I like stories, man. Motivational story?
Yeah.
I'm gonna hear this, man.
When I was in my early 20s, I filed for bankruptcy. Didn't pay my bills on time. Matter of fact, I didn't pay them at all. It wasn't the evil white man holding me down and forced me to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't pay my damn bills. I made horrible choices in my life.
Yeah.
Overspend.
Yeah. No evil white man in a damn hood forced him to do that.
So you know what I decided to do, AOC?
What you do, man?
Pull myself up by my damn bootstraps.
Oh, man.
So this is what I did. Made better choices. Went out and got me a secured credit card with a $200 limit. Had to give them $500 to give me the damn card.
You had to give him $500.
I had to give them $500
to give me $200 in credit?
Yeah, right? But I paid them bills on time. Right? Couldn't buy much. It was $200. Right? But you know what? After a while, white man said, hey, that's a good man. I'm going to go ahead and raise your limit up to $300. But I'm keeping this $5 because I don't trust your ass yet. Long story short, AOC, over time.
What did that white man do?
That white man?
Yeah.
$10,000 credit line. $10,000.
That's a lot of money, man.
He said, the white man said, that's a good man. I said, thank you, sir. I tries real hard, sir.
Man, you stupid, man.
Hey, I give you another, what do you call him?
Figure speech idiom. Beating that dead horse. That's a good one. Beat that dead horse.
That's a damn good one.
I like that one, man.
Yeah.
Stop beating that dead horse. That means like, stop.
Hold on. You're going too fast. You got to break it down for AOC. She's watching. It doesn't literally mean, AOC, go out there and beat a dead horse. All that idiom means is, why are you beating a dead horse? The horse dead. The horse is dead, tongue hanging out of his mouth. It's got maggots on it. And you kicking the shit out of it.
It's dead.
Why are you doing this? A waste. All it means is waste of time.
You wasting time. Like, perfect example. Talking to a liberal. Waste of time. You beating that dead horse talking to these liberals. These damn snowflakes. It's a waste of time. It's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's a figure of speech, man. You know what you are? You just too, I mean, you're a go-getter, but man, you think,
hey, you know what's who's a perfect example of pulling himself up by that bootstraps, AOC?
Who, man?
You.
Yeah, man, it's true.
You were actually, at one point in time, a bartender.
Yeah.
Now you're a member of Congress.
A horrible one.
But you know what? You pulled yourself up by your bootstraps.
Man, you in such a position, man. If you could just alter your thinking a little bit, you could help so many people in your community. But too bad you just...
You're a damn socialist.
Yeah.
You want your constituents dependent on the government like a bunch of damn leeches.
Yeah, teach your constituents how to fish. Don't fish for them and dangle the damn fish in front of them.
And you get the fish if you vote for me.
Show them how to tell these people to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps.
Yes, again, it's not a joke. It's a figure speech.